Expanded gambling goes under the spotlight on Beacon Hill today as House lawmakers prepare to debate a measure that would license 3 casinos and 1 slot parlor. With quick House passage expected, and with a state Senate likely to follow suit in a couple of weeks, approval for casinos could be a reality before we know if the Red Sox make the playoffs. And that has casino developers jockeying for position over the exclusive licenses. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the rundown of who's in play.
After years of debate and stalemate on Beacon Hill, this sound is now as close as ever. The legislation would authorize 3 resort-style casinos in different parts of the state. The front runner in the first region, the northeastern part of the state, happens to have a lot of political backing.
Now, ostensibly, politics shouldn't influence the awarding of the licenses.
But Clyde Barrow says it probably will. He's a gambling industry expert at UMass Dartmouth, and he's talking about Suffolk Downs, the frontrunner for the Northeast Casino license. The horse racetrack has been working on a resort proposal for years and has earned a lot of local support, including Boston Mayor Tom Menino's. Barrow, whose research often supports expanded gambling in Massachusetts, says there's another reason Suffolk Downs is leading the field. Location.
It's very close to the major population center in the greater Boston region, therefore has an immense capacity to generate gross gaming revenues. It's also located near the airport and the seaport to draw off the tourist traffic.
But Suffolk Downs isn't racing alone. A Las Vegas operation, Warner Gaming, is teaming up with developer David Nunes to try to open an $850 million resort casino in Milford. Nunes, a Bolton native, says Milford's a better location than East Boston.
The gist of this bill and the reason why the legislature is doing it is to recapture dollars, if you will, that are headed to Connecticut and Rhode Island right now. And if there was one location in the state that repatriates more dollars, it would be the intersection of 495 and the Massachusetts Turnpike, and obviously we almost sit on top of that location.
The State Gambling Commission won't spin a roulette wheel to decide who gets each license. Some of the criteria are gambling revenues, number of jobs created, and support from the community. Community support is what Mohegan Sun has been trying to build in the Western Casino License region. For more than 2 years now, the Connecticut casino operator has run a storefront in Palmer to drum up support. Mitchell Edis is the CEO of the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority.
There isn't much happening here in Palmer. They desperately need something to really stimulate them and give people a reason to stay here and people a reason to come here. And I think they see Mohegan Sun. They've been to Mohegan Sun. They know what Mohegan Sun is. And they want to have Mohegan Sun.
So far, the project's biggest competition for a license out west is the proposed Paper City Mill development in Holyoke. What's in the cards for the Southeast license region is a little harder to tell. The gambling legislation would give preference to the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, provided it reaches a deal with state officials by next summer.
Well, obviously right now the tribe has the upper hand.
Professor Clyde Barrow from UMass Dartmouth.
I mean, if they move on this opportunity, they win the license. If they don't take that opportunity, then it's really wide open in the Southeast. Anybody could win it.
And there are at least 2 proposals in the works in New Bedford alone, one at the intersection of 195 and Route 18, and another further south on the waterfront. Scott Lang is the city's mayor.
You know, both proposals are viable. I think the city's, in a very good position as far as competing for a site.
The list of proposals may get even longer. Many gambling outfits in Las Vegas have stayed away from planning Bay State projects, thanks to the up-and-down debate over the past few years on Beacon Hill. Now that state lawmakers are apparently moving forward for real, expect more casino developers to put their chips on the table. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.